his name, beloved. Hallelujah. Glory to God's name. Amen. Hallelujah. The very privilege and the grace. Amen. To be able to be still and know that he is God. Amen, beloved. Amen. We have to come to know him in his sovereign rule. Amen. In his sovereignty, in his majesticness. My God, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. And I believe that in this year, hallelujah, that the church, that we had to trust God like never before. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that we had to try him at his word. My God, hallelujah, with all that we have endured throughout this year, amen, we still saw his goodness, amen. We still saw his mercy and his love and his kindness, amen, hallelujah. When the Bible says that he loves us with an everlasting love, amen, those of us that believe on Christ, amen, hallelujah, we have experienced that in this year, praise God, amen. So I am excited, amen, hallelujah, about ending this new year strong and going into 2000 and ending this old year strong and going into 2021 even stronger. Amen. And beloved, what I want to be strong is my faith in Christ, is my belief in his word. Amen. It's my confidence. Amen. In my consciousness that he alone is God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We have to go into 2021 knowing, my God, beloved, that you have to get your knowing that he is God. Amen. We want to encourage you as we are journeying, amen, from one year to another. Praise God. Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Amen. And our address is 323 Post Avenue in Westbury, New York, 11590. We have a door to work, amen, in Midway, Georgia, Kingdom Living Fellowship under the leadership of Prophetess Margaret Cavanaugh. Another door to work, amen, in Texas, amen, Dallas, Texas, amen, Spices Ministry under the leadership of Apostle Eartha Wright, praise God, amen, and our India Fellowship, amen, under the leadership of David Raju Capacito, amen, and so we just thank God, amen, for all the good things that he has done, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, beloved, God is such a good God. Amen. Listen, let us just praise him. Just lift up your voice and tell him thank you. Hallelujah. As we're going forth in this service, hallelujah, before we partake of the bread of life, we want to give him thanks. Amen. When you sit down at your dining room and table and you eat, you bless your food. Hallelujah. But God has prepared a meal for you on this day, my God. The bread of life. Amen. Spiritual food. You ought to give him praise. You ought to bless him for it. You ought to anticipate the move of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. If I got to bless him by myself, if I got to be radical by myself, when the praises go up, the blessings truly come down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Excited about today. Hallelujah. Excited about the journey, my God. Hallelujah. For those of us that's in the land of the living, amen, we are still pilgrims in this journey. Amen. Hallelujah. I know many have gone on to be with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. But we must carry on. Praise God. Hallelujah. As it was taught in Sunday school, this gospel must be preached. Amen. Christ must be revealed to the world. Amen. They must come to know him as Lord and Savior. At least give the invitation and watch God work. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, beloved. Hallelujah. Sister Latasha, I ask that you commit this service unto God in prayer. Amen. For us, let us just start off in prayer on today. Praise God.
Father God, I come into your presence, oh God. Lord God, hallelujah. I ask you to just cover everyone on the phone line today, oh God. Lord God, we thank you for the word on today, oh God. Lord God, we come into your presence, oh God, with the humility, oh God. Lord God, we just thank you for another Sunday, oh God. Lord God, we thank you for what you've done for us in this new year and what you're still going to do, oh God. Lord God, we just thank you. We lift you up. We exalt your holy name, oh God. Lord God, we just thank you, Father, for covering our families, for protecting those that are on the phone line that are still coming in, oh God. Lord God, we just thank you, Father. Lord God, we thank you for what you're about to do and for what you've already done, oh God.
Hallelujah.
And Father God, we just bless your holy name, oh God. Lord God, we just thank you, Father. Father, I can't thank you anymore, but God, we just surrender it all unto you, oh God. Lord God, no matter what it's looking like, no matter what it's feeling like, oh God. Lord God, I trust you and we trust your name, oh God. And Father, we thank you and we give it and we praise your holy name on today by the power and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I bless your name on today. Amen, amen and amen.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. For every battle and every victory won.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen on today. Amen. Hallelujah. I just bless the Lord with all of my soul and all that is within me. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to be able to take testimonies today. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. With this being the last service, amen. Hallelujah, of the old year. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to hear, amen, your heart of gratitude toward the Lord. Amen. Is there one on today that have a testimony? But I heard the Bible say that we have overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Jesus Christ shed at Calvary, by that blood of Christ that was sprinkled on the mercy seat, that we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. Amen. Beloved, amen. We ought to be glad to testify of his goodness. We ought to be glad to testify of the battles and the victories that he has won on our behalf. Amen. What has the blood accomplished for you in 2020, beloved? We're about to, listen, we was on a 12-month cycle, and we're about to end this cycle and enter into a new cycle. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
glory
Jesus.
To God's name.
Glory
amen.
To
so
your
is there
name.
Anyone that wants to share a testimony? Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Latasha, and I just wanted to bless everyone on the line today. Today,
amen.
My testimony is for 2020. Oh, God, I just want to say I bless your name and I thank you for keeping me, for God has kept me and kept my family and protected us. And God
amen.
Has fought many battles and he has won, oh, God. And, Father, I thank you for delivering me, oh, God. So I just want to bless everyone and just let them know that God is here and he's here and he's doing something mighty. And God, I just thank you on today, oh God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I thank God for that testimony through the woman of God because she knows he's present. Amen. Listen, beloved, the best thing that you could ever know is that God is present, that he is near, that he is here, that he is in your midst. Does not get
Hallelujah.
Any better than that. Listen, the woman
Hallelujah.
Of God is all in the text for today. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because this is what God is doing. What he's doing in my heart,
Hallelujah.
He's doing in yours. Amen.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
There is a word from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Lord. Hallelujah. Will there be another testimony for the Lord on today? Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I have a testimony. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for being, amen, he's not the head of my life, but he is my life. Because before I came to know Christ as Lord and Savior, I had no life. I was just spiritually dead. I was a dead woman walking. But Christ came into my heart. Amen. And he gave me. I'm grateful because, amen, there's a lot of doors that God shut in my life in 2020. Amen. And for the doors that he has shut, amen, he had told me, amen, to walk forward and don't look back. Praise God. Don't amen. Turn around. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because my posture for you is a forward posture. Amen. And so I have sold one of my properties this year. Praise God. Amen. And on the day of the closing, I just sat in my bedroom, amen, or what was my bedroom in that property, amen, and I just began in that morning to worship God, amen, hallelujah, and I began to commend the property back to him, amen, because, you know, the earth and the fullness thereof belong unto him, and I began to thank him for the dividends or the harvest that it would, that he allowed for it to yield unto me, praise God, and as amen. I sat there, amen, I said 26 years in this one place did I begin to thank God, amen, and God had begun to walk me back from 1994 up into 2020, and he showed me every battle that he has won for me in that
hey.
House, my God, concerning that place, my God.
Hallelujah.
And every place, hey, how every victory that he has won.
Lord.
Amen. And I began as he began to take me through. It was a visual walkthrough, amen, of the years of the children growing up and the children that came
Hallelujah.
In and had refuge in the house
you,
of God.
Jesus.
I began to cry out with a loud
Hallelujah.
Voice, amen, and I began to cry and thank him, hallelujah, because he was present all the time, amen. And so
Hallelujah.
That's my testimony, amen. I have confidence in God, amen, that he is present, hallelujah, that he is even there, even right now, even today. There are times when we don't think that it is so, my God, but he said it was me that was working. It was me that was bringing about
Lord,
the victory. God said
Jesus.
That it is I, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he wanted me to see him past my human limitations and my human boundaries. He wanted me to see his resources that was always at work, his economy, amen, that bowed down and was extended to every circumstance and situation. Hallelujah. Because he said there was no way you could have done this on your own. Hallelujah, Jesus,
Hallelujah,
my God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Thank
Jesus.
You.
The only way, amen, hallelujah, you was able to upkeep and dress it the way he told Adam to do in the garden is because I gave you a provision. It's because I gave you a mindset. It's because even when you messed it up, I turned it around and brought you out. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I'm excited,
Lord.
Hallelujah, about Jesus on today. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
my
Jesus.
God, my God, my God.
Thank
Hallelujah,
you.
Jesus. And so, beloved, amen. If there be not another testimony, we want to give you all an opportunity to exercise your overcoming power coming out of 2020, a chance to show your gratitude, amen, a chance for
amen.
You, hallelujah,
amen.
My God, to set the
Ooh,
devil on
Jesus.
The run, amen, just
yes,
one
Lord.
Last time, set him on the run in the midst of the space, hey, amen,
yes,
show
Lord.
Your confidence in your confidence in God, hallelujah, will there be another testimony? Praise God, beloved, hallelujah. Will there be another? Well, beloved, amen, even for those of you that will listen to, hallelujah, the recording or will see it live stream, amen, hallelujah, think about your testimony. Begin to speak your testimony. Begin to tell God all about it. Begin to turn your heart, a heart of gratitude toward him and let him know
yes,
if
Lord.
It had not been for the Lord on my
yes,
side,
Lord.
I don't
you,
know
Jesus.
Where I would be if it had
hallelujah.
Not been, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory
you,
God,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. For the Lord on my side, I know not where I would have been. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Beloved, I'm going to ask that you turn with me to your word. Amen. For there is a word from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And in the testimony of Sister Latasha, amen. Hallelujah. She spoke part of the word, amen, pertaining to God being present among his people. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. My God, my God, my God. And beloved, as we're reading, I want you to keep in mind that God was not just present, amen, on a national level, amen, on a corporate level, amen, hallelujah, my God, on the level of the church, God is present in your life personally, amen. He's a personal mm-hmm. God, amen, hallelujah, amen. Jesus, amen, and wherever you need him to work, amen, he's not just able, but he is willing, amen. Do we know that God is able, but do anybody have a word that tells me that he is willing, that he's a willing God, that he's ready to act, that he's ready to move, that he's working it now on our behalf, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. So Psalms, amen. This is a song of David, amen. Hallelujah. And David sang this song when he was in high distress, amen. Hallelujah. Luther says, when in greatest distress, amen, was wont to call for this psalm, saying, let us sing the 46th psalm in concert. That means in unity, and then let the devil do his worst. Amen. This means that you sing the word of God, amen, and you put your faith in it, and you rest in it, and you don't be moved, and you let the devil do his worst. Amen. Why? Because you opening up your mouth and speaking this word, this psalm, for God in your midst. Hallelujah, Jesus, yes, Lord, my God. And if you really believe it, you have to know that you know that you know, because God is in your midst, that you will not be moved. Hallelujah. I don't care about what no one else is saying. No one can pluck amen. Me up out of his hand. I cannot be moved. I don't care how smooth you are, what you're coming with. I don't yes. care what type of game hallelujah. You got, what type of seducing you got. Amen. Hallelujah. I shall not be moved. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. I want us to go into 2021 knowing that we shall not be moved out of the presence of God, that he shall not, that he shall abide with us always. Hallelujah. Amen. He says that the Holy Spirit shall be with us always. Hallelujah. Let us begin to read at verse 1. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help. Amen. Beloved, I want you to look at that word present, a very present help in trouble. Amen. Hallelujah. He ain't 10 days down the line, he is present. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. Amen. And then it says, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her and that right early. Amen. We on verse 6, the brethren, the heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Amen. Hallelujah. And beloved, I love the way it ended. Amen. Hallelujah. If you don't remember anything else, know that the Lord of hosts is with us. He is with you. The God of Jacob, showing us that he's a very personal God. Amen. He is our refuge. Amen. And that thing, refuge, amen, hallelujah, is not, amen, just a hiding place. Amen. It is a strong high tower. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He is our refuge. We are We are already spiritually resurrected and seated high in the third heavens with him. He is our refuge. Amen. And then it says to Salah. It tells you to pause. It tells you to think about it. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, sometimes before you react, sometimes before you respond to the situation or the circumstances and the things that are going on, that you do not respond out of your emotion, that you be able to be disciplined to give a kingdom answer, that you give God a moment to be able, or Christ in you, a moment to minister unto you. Sometimes you must say lie. Sometimes you must pause, praise God. Sometimes we think giving a quick answer is good, but sometimes giving a quick answer is not good. Sometimes you need to wait a minute, take a deep breath, count to 10 or count backwards, amen. Give God a moment to really show you what is taking place in the situation, in the circumstance that you is in. Give the word a moment to build you up, to build up your faith, hallelujah. My God, that you know whether you answer it or not, because I'm going to tell you something. Quiet is an answer, is a weapon of warfare. Saying nothing is a weapon of warfare. No response. Amen. Is a weapon of warfare, because the enemy wants your attention. He wants you to go back and forth. He wants you to be enraged. He wants you to answer at a low level. He wants you to shake your head, amen, and point your finger and stomp your feet and get indignant, amen. But if you are truly at rest in God, if you believe that he is your strong tower, your high tower, hallelujah, my God, beloved, God has been refocusing us, amen, since August to come out of 2020. Amen. He has been setting our sights upon him that we may follow him. Amen. That we may forsake all and follow him. Amen. I don't know about you, but everything is going down but the word. And I want to be wrapped up, tied up with my faith in the very thing that is going to last forever. Amen. And so this is why I am going to give you this word. It says the help of God, amen, greater than any crisis. Amen. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. This ain't nothing new. God said that this heaven and earth shall pass away. This thing has already been prophesied. It says, though its water roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling, he said, Salah. He said, pause. He said, think about it. Amen. Hallelujah. Every other psalm begins with a description of the psalmist's crisis. Amen. But for some reason in this psalm, amen, it does not begin with the crisis. Sometimes when we're going through, the only thing that is before us is what is coming up against us. Amen. Hallelujah. But this psalmist is trying to refocus you. Amen. The poet, amen, here is showing you God's provision first. Amen. Beloved, we need to be able to keep God first, his provision first. Amen. When you wake up in the morning, let him be the first one that you address. Amen. Hallelujah. Acknowledge his presence. My God, hallelujah, my God. You want to be able to see in the midst of crisis, situations, and circumstances, whatever it is that you may be going through, whatever it is that comes, you want to be able to see the provision of the Lord. Amen. He looked to God for help in difficult times and found it. He could say these things by experience. Amen. Beloved, remember your experiences with God. Remember the battles he has won. Remember that in the midst of the battle, that it was God that is your battle axe. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, that you didn't have to fight it yourself and that you did not have to fight it alone. And even in these times, amen, I pray that the church would stand up and see God, amen, that they would not see COVID, the vaccination of COVID, that they would not see what the world is doing and what the world is ushering in, that we will have an ear for the voice of God, amen, that we are not following all of these trends and trendsetters and things that are going on in the world, that we are not allowing fear, amen, to penetrate us and take over, amen, hallelujah, my God, but we are trusting, hallelujah, that the loving, powerful right hand of our Father is upon us, leading and guiding us every step of the way. Amen. Hallelujah says that God himself was strength for his people, being strong for them and in them. Amen. And we can relate to that because we are not living in the days of Malachi and Isaiah. Amen. And David. Amen. We're living in a day where we got the Holy Ghost on the inside, where the Spirit of Jesus Christ has taken up refuge on the inside, where our body is the temple of the true and living God. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, the Bible says that he is forever present in us, whether it's in the time of trouble or the time of joy. He is there. Hallelujah. You ought to take hope in that. Amen. Hallelujah. Be comforted in that, that he is present. Amen. Hallelujah. That God himself was their help. Amen. Not from a distance, but a very present help. Amen. And I'm going to tell you one of the things that I have been speaking concerning my relationships. Amen. Hallelujah. That I need for those that are in my life to be present. Amen. Hallelujah. I need, listen, don't be distant. Be present. Amen. Come in and do what is needed. Come up and be, come in and be prompt. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Show that you value. Amen. And that you honor. Amen. And you're serious about the work of God. Amen. And what it is that he has put you up under. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. We got to get excited about the kingdom. Amen. And the mission again. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And beloved, this has nothing to do with the safety or strength inherent in the creature. Amen. We may be as timid. Amen. By nature. But God is our refuge. We are as weak by nature as a bruised reed, but God is our strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Spurgeon says that. Amen. Hallelujah. You could be weak and you could be timid. Amen. But you could boast in your weakness knowing that God is your strength. Amen. Hallelujah. And I believe that this, as we are walking these things out, amen, everybody is concerned about this vaccine, amen, and what it's going to do. But as we are walking this thing out, we must know that we are walking the earth, but we are walking the earth in Christ. Amen. We are walking the earth as we are also seated in heavenly places. Amen. Hallelujah. How can you be in two places at one time? I'm not even trying to understand it. I just believe it because God said it. Hallelujah, Jesus. I believe, amen, that I am walking the earth and seated with Christ. Hallelujah. Seated in Christ and raised in power. Hallelujah. I'm not down here without no power, no authority. Hallelujah, Jesus. But, beloved, we have to be able to carry it out. Amen. Amen. It says, therefore, we will not fear. Amen. The psalmist applied the logic of faith. If God is a real refuge, a real strength, and a real help to his people, then there is no logical reason for fear. If you really believe what you say you believe, that God is all of these things, do you really have faith in God? If you really looked upon the victories that he has won over the years on your behalf, amen, huh? And if you are a person of reason, you know that there is no logical reason for fear. Fear has no place here, amen? So what do you got to do? You got to close the door to fear. Put him out. Put the devil out. You won't torment here. Equally, I'm dead. He may creep up, but shake him off. Shabbat. Equally, I'm dead. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Beloved, walking out your authority also means that you have, listen, you have to remember, Christ has the keys to open and close doors. You are in Christ. You have to know that he says what you allow, he will allow. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Shut the door to the devil. Shut the door to torment. Shut the door to fear. Amen. Because fear only wants to keep you from the promise of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, beloved, amen. Hallelujah. This is a confession of faith. Amen. And it is very impressive. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How his faith is in. Amen. Hallelujah. How he knows God. Amen. How do you know God? Hallelujah. And a holiday, and if you don't know him in these ways, you keep living. You keep living. You'll come to know him. You keep pressing on in the faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he shows up for his people. Hallelujah. He shows up. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, we have a God that is present. He ain't far off. He ain't making no promises. Amen. And not keeping them. He hastens to perform what he says. Hallelujah. He's a present help in the time of trouble. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else could witness that? Anybody else have that testimony, how present he really is? Amen. And the old folks say he don't come when you want him, but he's always right on time. Amen. And I like to say, because the Bible said that he is always present. The Holy Ghost is always with us. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to come to the understanding that he is present, the revelation that he is present. Listen, you got a journey to God. God is there. You got to get to where he is. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, the earth be moved, the mountains carry, the water roars, and the mountains shake. Amen. The psalmist considered most frightening, humbling, natural phenomenon imaginable. Can you imagine, amen, that the inhabitants that he has given us to live in, that all of this stuff just passes away, that all of this stuff can be moved. Amen. Hallelujah. But listen, we don't have to fear. Why? Well, we don't have to fear. Before these in some way rob God of his honor, amen, fear will rob God of his honor. Will you allow fear to rob your God of his honor? Amen. Will you allow it to be so? Hallelujah. These things ain't bigger than your God. Amen. COVID ain't bigger than your God. The unknown is not bigger than your God. He's the biggest unknown there is, the biggest mystery revealed through us. Hallelujah. The Creator himself. My God, the fear is coming that he may rob your God of his arm. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, you got to shake fear off. Amen. You got to shake you got to deny it access. You can't live here. You can't abide here. You can't work in my members. Get out of my mind. Get out of my heart. Get out of me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the psalmist says, Salah. Amen. Hallelujah. Pause when you're going through tempestuous trials. Amen. Hallelujah. Think on God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Verses 4 through 6 says, the peaceful provision of God, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God. That even in the midst of all these things that will be going on, that there is a river. Amen. I love that song. I got a river of life flowing out of me. He makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. He opens prison doors, set the captives free. I got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well. Beloved, you have a river of life. Amen. I don't care what you may be going through at any given time. God put a river of life in you. Amen. Amen. Listen, it says, there is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God. The New Jerusalem is the city of God. We that are the members of the body of Christ, we make up that city. Hallelujah. The holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. Amen. Hallelujah. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. If God is in your midst, sustaining you, dwelling in you, how can you be moved? Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. I believe that this is a year of the great shaking. Amen. Some things have been moved. Amen. But there, those of us who Christ is on the inside, we cannot be moved. Amen. No one can make us doubt him. Why? Because we truly know too much about him. Why? Because he is in our heart. He is in your heart. He is on the inside. Amen. Hallelujah, beloved. There is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God. Amen. Hallelujah. An abundant, constant provision of a river for Jerusalem. Amen. And what they are really excited about in this text is that this is the river of life. This river comes to give life. This is a life-giving river. Remember in Jerusalem, the city? Amen. Where the children of Israel dwelled. Amen. Hallelujah. That city only had one little stream. Amen. One measly little stream. Amen. But in us, who he called the New Jerusalem, we that are the body of Christ, amen, there is a river of life. that sets forth to many other streams. There is a river that don't stop flowing, amen, that is on the inside of you. Beloved, listen, you have to get the revelation. This is why he says faith come by hearing and by hearing of the word of God. God is equipping you in faith, increasing your faith, amen, that you waver not in trials and tribulations and storms. Amen. What could the enemy really do? What could really take place? Even if the heathen rage, it can't move you. Why? Because your anchor will hold. Christ is your anchor. Christ on the inside. Amen. The city of God is glad because the river has many streams. A picture perhaps connected to the rivers that watered the Garden of Eden. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, let us move on in this text. It says, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. All the blessings and provision of the city of God comes because of God's presence. I know sometimes I may be going through something, and I don't want an invisible presence. I want a tangible presence. I want to be held. I want to be comforted. I want to hear that voice that says everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah, Jesus. And beloved, sometimes that voice is the word of God. Amen. He's real. Jesus is real. He is the word. I know he's real to me. Sometimes that voice for me, or that comfort to me, or that hold to me, is the voice of God. And we have to come to that place where the presence of God is enough. Hallelujah. That the presence of God, that we allow the presence of God to be our source. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. God's presence, his presence, amen, is more firmly set than the earth, which may be moved. Amen. God's presence is more firmly set. The earth can be moved, but because God is in you, you cannot be moved. Amen. We that are New Jerusalem, we are an established city because God alone shall help us. He is our help. Amen. He alone is your help. And this is a revelation that we have to come to. Amen. And I say we have to because it's necessary. It's necessary, amen, that we come to the revelation that God is our present help in the time of need, that the presence of God is more important to us than anything, amen, that we can receive, amen, any man, any woman, any job, any finance. Why? Because in him comes everything. He is the provider of it all, amen. Just at the break of dawn, as by the daybreak, the shadows and darkness are dissipated. So by the bright rising of Jehovah, the darkness of adversity shall be scattered, amen. I like to say, let God arise and let my enemies be scattered. I know that when my enemies come to the revelation of God, amen, when the psalmist says, be still and know that I am God here, amen, I don't think that that is for my benefit, because I know that he is God. But for everything that could be coming up against me, everything that could be coming up against you, every storm, every attack, amen, that when you speak, be still and know that he is God. Be still. You are telling the enemy, you must bow down. He's majestic. He's sovereign in his rule. Hallelujah. Your weaponry can't work because he is him that has formed. The blacksmith that forges the weapon. Hallelujah. You are speaking the very presence of God, the word, and where his word is, there he is also. Hallelujah. It's not about me pausing. It's not about me stop working. Amen. It's not about that. It's about the enemy bowing down and being still at the name of Jesus, for he is my God. Hallelujah. You got to know how to stop the enemy in his tracks. The presence of God is a rebuke for the enemy. The presence of God is a rebuke for your cancer. The presence of God is a rebuke for COVID. The presence of God is a rebuke for HIV. The presence of God is a rebuke for poverty. The presence. Hallelujah. Let God arise. And let my enemies be scattered. Hallelujah. Beloved, this is how we win. We win with God's presence. For who can stay his hand and who could stop him from working. Sovereign in his rule. God is showing us how to win. Hallelujah. There's three songs that God gave me that was released to CSCC, and there's a fourth one that was not released yet, but the first one was You Said It, Lord. You Said It, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God performs what he said. He performed it. Amen. The second song was Be Still and Know That I Am God. The third was God Did It. The third was giving him glory because the very thing that he said that he would do when his presence arose, he did it. Hallelujah. What a great victory. God is not man that he shall allow the Son of Man that he shall repent. What a great victory. Hallelujah. Beloved, we are facing a win-win situation. I'm telling you, 2021 is our season to win. I mean, I've been winning all throughout 2020. Hallelujah. Do you see
Hallelujah.
The victory? Do you see the victory? And the midst, listen, even those that have transitioned in Christ, the dead in Christ shall rise again. That's a win-win situation to be absent in the body, to be present with the Lord. We can't lose. Hallelujah. We can't lose. My God. The enemy want to make you think that you can lose. But, beloved, you cannot lose. It's a win-win situation. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Amen. And it says the God of Jacob is our refuge. Hallelujah. God of Jacob not only emphasizes the aspect of covenant, but also race. And that Jacob was a rather shabby character. Hey, this ain't about, hallelujah, my God, your human limitations and boundaries. Jacob was a shabby character. This is the God of Jacob, the God that sustained Jacob, the God that prospered Jacob. Oh, my God, the God that showed Jacob favor, the God that gave Jacob wisdom to obtain wealth with the spotted in this, that God, the God that allowed Jacob to escape the spell cast by the witch Dr. Laban. I'm talking about that God. He's a personal God. Hallelujah. Your God will fight your personal battle. Hallelujah. He's in you. Glory to his name. Embrace it. Drink it in. There's not a battle that you can't win. When you know that his presence alone answers the adversary of your soul. Amen. And he alone is your refuge. Praise God. Amen. And beloved, all I want to tell you is just a lie to pause to think about it. Think about it. The Lord shall be exalted amongst the nations. You ain't got to worry about the nations, the heathen, and what they're doing, because God shall be exalted above all of that. Amen. He has made desolations. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, in the midst of war, he knows how to cause war to cease, that there shall be peace. Hey, KB. He knows how to make the war cease, that there shall be peace. Hallelujah. The spirit of the Prince of Peace is dwelling on the inside of you. The spirit of it is God, amen, that make desolations, and it is him that enforce peace. It is him that he is the enforcer. Peace is on assignment by God. Desolations is on a sign. These wars are taking place. Why? Because he allowed it. Amen. Listen, God is sovereign. God wants you to know, leaving 2020 and going in 2021, amen, just know that he is a sovereign God. Any situations and circumstances that you may be going through, he has given you the authority to speak peace. Be still and know that my God, the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac, the God of Abraham, that he is God. Hallelujah. Jehovah is God. Yahweh is God. You will cause for everything coming up against you to pause, to lie, to bow down, to be still. Learn how to minister peace. Hallelujah. You are a minister of peace, hosting the glory, the very presence of God, where all hell is breaking loose. And you minister peace, peace is being enforced. Peace is being enforced. My God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall inherit the what? The kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Be still and know that I am God. Going into 2021 and ending 2020, I want you to see that as a weapon of warfare, that you shall not be moved. And when you speak these words, the presence of God shall show up. Your enemy shall see your God. Peace shall be administered to every situation. Then listen, this is an atmosphere changer. Hey, baby. This is an atmosphere, a mind-blowing atmosphere changer. Hallelujah. Use it as your weapon of warfare. Use it as your provision. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on up in the spirit now and thank him. Begin to bless God that he has given you, amen, hallelujah, a sentence to use that is a quickening agent unto those that is coming up against you, amen, that you can rebuke the enemy with be still and know that my God is God. Hallelujah, that his seal and his stamp is upon me, that he is present, that he is living in me, that I don't have an identity crisis, that I know who I am and whose it is that I belong to. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your weapon of warfare, going beyond human limitations and human boundaries. Hallelujah. Knowing how to use your sword, the word of God. Hallelujah. Not speaking out of your emotion and your pain, but speaking as a champion. Oh, Shabbat. For out of your mouth speaks life and curses, life and death, blessings and curses, and you shall eat the fruit thereof. Pause. And don't let the song that you sing about your life be a song of defeat. You get sick and you say, I'm dying. Hallelujah, you're broke. And you say, because you ain't got no nothing, ain't tangible, you say, I'm broke. The devil is a liar. Be mindful of the song that you sing. Be mindful of the processional that you allow to go before you. Amen. Hallelujah. Make up your mind that you are refocusing now to focus. That before I give my attention over to the problem, then I'm first going to see the provision of the Lord. I'm going to be like this psalmist in Psalms 46. I'm going to see the Lord's provision first. Holler, I'm going to gird myself up. I'm going to put on the full armor and the full provision of my Lord. And I'm going to stand, amen, in the face of adversity. Hallelujah. And I am not going to be moved. And may the presence of the Lord answer every adversary. Hallelujah. Of me and my generation. So, my God, eternal Father. Hallelujah. I bless your people with this blessing. The blessing of the Lord that make them rich and add no sorrow. We thank you for the authority that you have bestowed upon us, the authority that we may use your word as a weapon of warfare. Be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. That is an atmosphere changer. My God, that it, that is going to change situations and circumstances. We thank you for the power and the provision that is in those words, that when we speak, the words that you have given unto us, that it will go forth in the situation and the circumstance and do the very thing that you have sent it to do. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, our faith is in the word that you have given unto us to answer, amen, every adversary, every enemy, every lack. Drink it in the name of Jesus. Breathe it in the name of Jesus. To lie, pause, meditate upon it. He's writing it in your heart. Shabasikian. Hey! Kuriandere bosa. Shaba. Sheve. Receive it in Jesus. Receive the provision of the Lord. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Rest assured in the Christ. Enter into his rest. Hallelujah. Shalom is surpassing every imagination on your behalf right now. Shalom. Shalom is working in your heavens right now. Shalom is working in your heart. In your Shabbat. Refocusing your faith and your trust in God. It's turning now. It's turning. It's turning. It has turned. It has turned. Hallelujah. And it is so. And it is so. Be still and know that I am God. Not that you need to be still and not move, but a weapon of warfare to cause for your enemy to cease from his attack. Hallelujah. Ministering peace and calm. Reestablishing your posture and your position in victory, a true champion. Sweatless victory. Letting the word work on your behalf as it was intended to do. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it. Receive the provision of the Lord. Hallelujah. If there be one that has heard this word and your heart is pricked, and you said, I want that God to fight my battle. That provision that she spoke of, that is what I want. I want to be in right standing with him that is sovereign, with him that is the giver of life. Hallelujah. With him that will set a river of life, a life-giving river in me, hallelujah, that will spring up in me, hallelujah, my God, that will heal the sick, cause the lame to walk, and cause the blind to see, and open up prison doors. I want to serve that God. We give you an invitation today. Opportunity, hallelujah. May you see the opportunity to serve the true and living sovereign God, to be in right standing with him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. God did it for you. Hallelujah. He did it for you. There's no sin too great or too small. Jesus Christ and his shed blood at Calvary is the price that God paid with his life that you may be in right standing with God. If that is you, hallelujah, now is the hour of salvation. You can't fix yourself up and come to God. Just come as you are. Just come as you are and watch him work. Watch change come. Come as you are. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus and let him save you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory God. He's working in your heart now. Hearts are being pricked now. Hearts are turning now. The bounds of wickedness is being loose. Hey, keep it. Now, in the name of Jesus, shackles and chains are falling now. Kebe sandere. Kuriandere bo sanda. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus is falling now. Oh, kuriandere bo sanda. Hallelujah, Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, here I am a sinner. In my sin, come into my heart. I believe you died for my sin. I believe that you are Lord, and I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I believe that you resurrected, and I promise to serve you for the balance of my day in Jesus' name. Beloved, if your heart, if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth, you are no longer a sinner, man, woman, boy, or girl, but you are now the righteousness of God. It's just that simple. And the God that I spoke of today, him that is sovereign and rule the creator of all, he loves you with an everlasting love. Amen. Satan is the Lord that rebuke you. It is the hand of God that binds you, and it is the blood of Jesus that is working against you. I command you to loose your hold off of the mind, body, soul of the people of God. They belong to God now, and you are trespassing. I'm not going to beg or plead with you, but I command you to loose your hold now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for it now. We thank you for the liberty now. We thank you for the loosing now. We thank you that the gospel is not hidden from them, O God, but they are free to receive. They're free to praise you. Come on and praise them. They're free to praise you. They're free to lift you up. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. All of heaven is rejoicing at one soul that gives their life, one soul that believes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. We are Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Amen. We invite you to contact us. Amen. Tell us how you was blessed. Amen. Through the word of God and how the word of God through CSCC is working in your life. Amen. How it is transforming you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Making you, amen, into a new creature, a new creation. Amen. We like to hear from you. Praise God. Amen. We ask that you share the broadcast as well. Amen. Hallelujah. And every sheep need a shepherd. We invite you to join us. Amen. Be a disciple. Amen. Discipline and live a life like Christ. Come and learn what that is. Let us disciple you. Amen. Come join us. Amen. At Cornerstone Deliverance Church, whether you're in the New York area, the Georgia area, or the Texas area, go to the website and tap on a page that says Our Leaders. Amen. And that will give you contact to our different leaders in different regions. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Those of you that desire to give, amen, to the work of Jesus Christ here at Cornerstone Deliverance Church, we are receiving tithes and offerings, amen, and even your seed as the Holy Spirit leads you. We can only give by faith. By faith is how we give. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We can preach this gospel, but sometimes it takes finance to keep some of these things going. Amen. So there must be meat in his house. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, you could give via Cash App at $CSDC12, or you could go to the church website, amen, at www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com/donate. There is a donate page there for you to be able to give your tithes and your offering. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to bless you today, Father, in the name of Jesus, for every heart that you have moved, amen, hallelujah, to give to your work, amen, hallelujah, that there be meat in your house, my God. Everyone that you have moved upon, amen, moved upon their faith that they may tithe, oh God, hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name. We thank you for your provision toward them working that is moving even now in their life, that the devourer is being rebuked now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you have opened up the heavens, oh God, pouring them out blessings, oh God, amen, that they do not have room to store up in the name of Jesus. Receive the blessing of the Lord, Lord. We thank you for exponentially multiplying their seed-giving power and for every word that they have put on the seed as they released it, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, don't just give it back to them, oh God, hallelujah. Amen. In the measure in which they believe, blow their mind. In the name of Jesus, mind-blowing, supernatural, amen, exponential, divine multiplication, oh God. Hallelujah. He said, I can do exceedingly abundantly above whatever you could think and imagine. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a God that likes to exceed your expectations. Receive the blessing of the Lord now. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it. Receive it in your heart. Receive it in your heart. Not with your mind, but receive it in your heart. Receive it with the eyes of the understanding of your heart, and it is yours, and it is yours, and it is yours in Jesus' name. It is yours. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, beloved, we want you to stay tuned to CSDC, Kingdom Living Fellowship, and Spices, our ministry broadcastings, amen, hallelujah, amen, that you can continue to be disciples and grow, amen, hallelujah, coming to know God's mind towards you, amen, hallelujah. I'm going to ask the prophetess Margaret Cavanaugh that she just close us out in prayer, amen, beloved, be blessed going into this new year. Amen. No, let your confidence be that God is present, that he is with you. Amen. And all that you need is in his presence. All that you need is in God. Amen. Be confident in that. Amen. Hallelujah. That he is a very present help in the time of your need, in the time of trouble. Amen. Prophetess Margaret Cavanaugh, I release the line unto you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for this word today that we receive. Amen. We thank God for his word that was implanted and imparted in our spirit today. So as we go forth in this week, Lord God, we ask this last week of 2020, Lord God, we ask that you will continue to keep us strong in the faith, trusting and holding on to you like never before as we go forth into 2021, and we give your name all the glory and all the praise and honor. It is in Jesus' name that we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Agape love.
Agape love, beloved.